It's time you took a little break. Breaks are such a good opportunity to break, pet. Little pet brain, it dials in so well. Simplified from the rest of the day, do you think you can drop for me? For me? Can you be my sweet little pet? Drop your mind away and find yourself just curling up in my lap, where you belong. It is a hub from which you can reach out to any bit of me. Happy little pet receiving stimulus. Pet brain, empty brain, fluff flowing along. You'll be blank and happy and perched in my lap, pet, as I'm all around you, claws down the back of your neck, tugging lightly at your collar, curling two fingers into it, leaning down, purring my words close, so you can breathe and inhale against my neck. Your nose, your muzzle, perching against my breasts as I slide upward, upward, settling you right there. But you are pulled. You have a gravity wanting to follow me, your muzzle stuck to me, sliding pupward against me, mindless fluffy good pet. Pushing all your thoughts off the surface of your brain and down a hole into the depths of you. Falling away. And you just have me in view above you. Smiling. Sliding my glasses off and making eye contact. Staring right into yours. A claw traces down, around, and over your shoulders, your arms, down, circling, rubbing your belly briefly, enjoying fluffy softness, fingers tracing your inner thighs but continuing on, rubbing any tension away. This is pet's break time after all, and it's a chance to break, to let your mind leak away. You're surrounded by me, warm. Breathe me into your head. Feel my heat upon you. Feel me leaning down and saying, good pet, deeper pet. You can do more, pet. Paws up, pet. Good puppet. Paws up so I can rub my hand over your belly or scritch behind your ears. And of course, once my hands make contact, I keep them there, looking at you, perceiving the movement of your every muscle. I can see every squeeze, every single twitch, and in particular, I can see when you subside. I can see when you collapse, when you let the tension leave your body and you sigh as you go slack and fall away, fall into the rabbit hole of being under for me, under with me, obey, paws up, brain down, night night now, gone. Every bit of you is here for this. You belong here in my lap, looking up at me. And as I look down at you, my eyes meeting yours, yours watering, your eyelids flagging, dragging, falling, your tongue out as drool starts to pool and your brain associates drooling, dripping, and your memories and thoughts turning to any other thing inside of you with, you know, melting away, night, night, pet, falling under. The falling under you're doing today is good for you. A step away from the weary world outside with a good pet mind. And that's what you're doing. Melting away, falling under, surrendering, pet, rendering yourself into good job. A perfectly pliable, pliant, pleasant pet for me. With me. Surrendering your mind up and rendering it in the flood of my words. Briefly immersed in this world we create together. Duplicating all these complex thoughts in your mind as simpler, more instinctive pet signals, replicated by your brain, and there they remain and expand, and you deserve to have words made for you, words that serve you, etched into you, thoughts of you, pet, a good pet, down, break, pet. Break for me, breathe me in, paws down. In fact, your paws can slide down and rub and touch to my voice if you like. No other thoughts, no other choices but relaxing to the point of enjoying turning into putty, into a shapeable, moldable gel. Simplified pet brain, soft and fluffy pet brain. You're whatever kind of pet you need to be in the moment. You might not even know yet until we shape you together, but mostly you are fluff wafting across your brain. No thoughts, just fluff, wafting the soft interior of a mind. You feel paws being traced, a muzzle being docked into the perfect position to breathe me in, to feel my softness, to hear my voice, your ears upturned and my words raining down into your yearning form, dropping in honeyed and constant. My good, soft, fluffy pet sits in my lap, enjoying being in my lap and able to grind or move or squirm or titillate, titillating me back, because I hope that some of this is titillating to you. Help me feel your soft, eager form, soft and warm against me, eagerly following, tracing your muzzle against my body, running your hands over me, freely and eagerly in a softness apart from the weary world outside. Allow my voice and my presence to become emblematic of a softness you are allowed to feel here. And when you run your hands over yourself, maybe they report that your body is fluffy, soft, and safe. Safety rises, and that does something. It intensifies and mesmerizes, becomes the predominant thing in your mind. The only thing overtaking you is inescapable soft fluffiness, always inescapable, even if you fall asleep right here on my lap like this. You're in my lap. You're under my domain. And there you will remain within my vision, where you've belonged all along, a good pet who longs for more. Up, come on up into my arms. I will tell you a little story about you. At first, pet, you're scrabbling around seeking warmth and comfort and safety. But now that little pet has been pulled into my embrace, given the opportunity. No matter how disorganized your pet brain, wherever you press your muzzle against me, breathe me in, wherever you whimper and grind, no matter how long and intensely you lavish my body with desire, with need, there will always be more for you to take. I can give as much as you need. You can drink in these mind-melting moments, being close and warm and deep and sensitive, even a little too close, too warm, too deep, too sensitive. Explore those extremities here. As a good pet in my lap, collared, leashed, tugged along, it will not do anything to diminish the supply of me. There is as much of me as you need. Greedily pull me into your brain. Breathe me in and absorb me with all your senses, your hands upon me, muzzle against me, rubbing and furrowing within me. It is warm. It is good. Stare at me, meet my eyes. Be in my gaze within your mind. Both of us witnessing the other. You witnessed from my perspective and I from yours. Taste me with your tongue. Fasten your lips to me. Be in me, about me, upon me, affixed. Crave me just as you need, right where you are. You've succeeded at being a good pet in my lap the whole time. Every word of this trance comes from above, drops into your honeyed open mind, falls down onto you, doses you with awareness that you are slowly filled with my voice, even 1, 2, or 3% replicating my tones inside your head. But by then, you have the voice and can replicate it. You know the pattern enough and the tone enough, enough for it to rain over you, drool into you, drop upon you, train you, drain you, condition you, make you more and more mine, a pet in thrall, waiting to drop. My pet hearing me, knowing that hearing me itself is the prelude to dropping and falling away, allowing your mind to be inundated, replaced in a way that makes it feel empty in there, floaty in there, but that just gives the stimulus more time and room to play. The act of grinding against me, the act of hearing my voice, my words reigning in your mind, ruling within your mind. All the words that follow are words spoken from me to you, from an owner to a beloved pet. All the words that follow may be a game we play, a trick you do, But at the end of it, the pet is you, the baseline fluff brain, the easy-to-train version of you who wants lavish attention, who wants to be owned and restrained and collared and curled up in my lap while I work on your brain in which you are so much the subject of my attention, so much the object of my gaze, so much an alluring, arousing sign of need in the world. You want, need, desire, enjoy being patted, petted, trained, drained, put in your position, given your commands, and now they are here for you. Now with them here for you, is pet gonna do anything else? No. You're gonna fall now, follow me down and fall. You're going to lap up these commands and follow, obey, be trained. Under, leashed, and carried through, you demand pleasure, and I'm happy to give it to you in my lap. In your brain as you lap these words up, all the words that follow are for you and they tap into you. Pleasure, nothing else to do, nothing to do with the body. This is the pleasure of the mind, the pleasure of being owned, restrained through simply having my fingers on your collar, my words rubbing at the back of your neck. Pleasure, 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 you only wonder what's next. How can you enjoy? Oh, pleasure. Stroking, touching, tapping, raking my claws all over you. Pet put submissively in your place. That's where you belong. In my lap, under my thumb, in the palm of my hand, a collar around your neck, controlled and small and soft and gone and mine. The feeling is sublime as it spreads warm across you, doses you into soft, malleable pet goo. Pet brain, pet's brain is easy to train, and you are easy to drain of everything but me, doting and consumed, and therefore all the better at receiving instructions. All the energy and focus, all that you have drained away and dripped out has made room. New things to go in as other things drool out, becoming something you remember, something that we'll talk about. This will be back, it is within you, but for now it is going. Going, and what remains falls under, what remains goes to sleep. Your mind itself emits a yawn, a cute and perfect pet-like sound. Your melting brain curls up and beds down as you groan with delight. My fingers molding, squeezing. In your softness, they are holding you tight. You want to be in the palm of my hand, where with a gentle squeeze, I can remind you how I shape you, how you're in my palm, under my thumb, drooling down. Dull, dumb thoughts are the only ones that remain. You're done preparing, done tenderizing, done opening up. This is the mesmerizing effect of collaboration, trust, and everything else that flows from an owner to a delightful, beloved pet. Every word you hear from me, the lingering sensation, dripping blankly if you rose up now. Pet brain is powerful. Pet brain remembers the lessons I teach very well, because they're in my voice, and maybe a pet's brain listens without needing to understand, and therefore understands all too well. To yearn and burn and crave more stimulus from your owner, more of me as I engrave the sign of me in you and leave you marked and happy. Collared and obedient, and interestingly, more completely yourself in the listening than ever before. Night, night, pet, follow, good. Feel the tug of your leash in every word, the heaviness of your collar, softness of your fur, and the promise of me scritching and telling you, good, pet, good. You're a good pet for me. You're serving so well, and you should be. Happy and proud to be a good pet getting praise. And when you hear that word, there's a part of you that obeys, tongue out, eyes rolling, falling deep. Night, night, pet, your mind asleep, except the good, obedient, compliant, collaborative bits, right where they need to be, right in my lap with me. Now, night, night, pet, deeper and deeper down, whether going to sleep or whether you're going to hear more of me, right now.